and stay tuned for Mary Lamont and Down Home Country, and we'll get together next Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
Hi, Long Island. This is Mary Lee Cordes, and you're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook. Lucky you.
Everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. If you were listening to Charlie Backfish's show, Sunday Street, before we came on, you heard the wonderful Mary Lee Cordes talking about all of her adventures in recording, in books, and how she's going to be joining us for the Dylan Birthday Show this year at the Long Island Museum. And Mary Lee just so wonderfully consented to staying on for Down Home Country. So, Mary Lee, thank you so much.
Are you kidding me? Thank you. Why would I leave?
Well, this is great. So the first song that you heard here on Down Home Country was Mary Lee's version of Buckets of Rain from Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks album. And Mary Lee did this whole wonderful cover song for song version of Blood on the Tracks, which became quite famous. And Jim and I have had the pleasure of seeing you perform at Joe's Pub and do the entire Blood on the Tracks album, and what a treat. I was just telling Mary Lee, I played this track. It's my favorite on the album. So if you want to, you had told me a bit, if you want to talk about Buckets of Rain.
Yes, I've always loved the whole album, but Buckets of Rain particularly just gets right through to my heart and my soul. And it was the first Dylan song I ever covered. When I first started performing in the East Village years ago at Chennai, no longer with us, except in our memories, wonderful little spot that so many people, you know, they had a lot of historic gigs there. But when I first started performing and, you know, I'm trying to figure it out and, oh, it's good to do a cover tune, right? You're supposed to do cover tunes in your set. So that's the one I picked, Buckets of Rain. And the song's been very good to me.
Great. And talk about, oh, wonderful venues in New York City. Your husband, Eric Roscoe Amble, used to run the wonderful Lakeside Lounge.
I know, where you played.
Which we had the pleasure of performing, and you came to see us.
I know, I remember that night so well.
It was a crazy night with tornadoes, and there were trees actually falling on the Long Island Expressway when we were coming in. So it was kind of crazy, but then it kind of calmed down, and I looked out the window, and here comes Buddy Cage from New Riders of the Purple Sage and Peter Nobler from Crawdaddy, and everybody loved the Lakeside Lounge.
Yeah.
So it remains in our minds like a dream, like your book, Dreaming of Dylan. So we love the book. The book is a visual feast.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
As well as being so fascinating. You know, you think of the concept of the book, with which, if our listeners don't know, Mary Lee came up with this idea because she herself had been dreaming about Bob Dylan for quite a long time, right?
I had a number of wonderful dreams about him,
And she thought, well, if I'm dreaming about Bob Dylan, there must be other people out there. So you asked the public to, and celebrities and everything else to share their Dylan dreams. What an unusual subject for a book, but how beautifully it came out. And it's the dreams are fascinating. The book is beautifully put together and edited by Mary Lee Cordes as well, I might add. And if people wanted to get that book, where would they go?
Well, they could go, first of all, I would suggest you request it from your local bookstore, because we want to support indie bookstores. In fact, yesterday
of
was
course.
Independent Bookstore Day.
Oh.
It's available. You can order it through my website, and you can, of course, get it at every bookstore or what do you call it? Book marketer, I guess, online, like Amazon. BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay, it's called Dreaming of Dylan.
Dreaming of Dylan, 115 Dreams About Bob. And also IndieBound.org is a great independent online bookstore.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, I don't want you to go into details you don't want to tell, but when you put out this Blood on the Tracks album and it started gaining all types of attention, including Bob himself, and Bob's website featured one of the tracks. So how did it come to be that you ended up opening for Bob Dylan?
Oh.
I mean, who contacted you on that? Was his manager?
Yeah, it was his manager's office.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is some...
You must have fallen to the floor.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't believe that any of this stuff happened. It was so... I mean, my song was on his website for... It was You're a Big Girl Now.
So
for,
amazing.
I mean, almost a year.
Wow.
And I was like, what did I do to deserve this? You know? I just
did
felt,
something right. I at just, 2 in the morning at Arlene's Grocery.
I mean, the whole thing was like this series of bizarre coincidences, almost accidents that led to this glorious outcome that kept unfolding, and there was more and more great stuff that came of it, not the least of which was opening for him.
Wow.
But also, I mean, the Minneapolis Players that played on Blood on the Tracks had a big show. They flew me out there to be part of it.
Wow.
So there's just been a continuing, and now this book.
So what was that? What was that conversation? I mean, what did the manager say?
Well, actually, it was this another bizarre set of circumstances where I'd just come off the road opening for Joe Jackson. We went all over the world.
Wow!
And yeah, it was wonderful. So I was back home, and what am I going to do next? And there, you know, the Bob was on tour, and he had a date at the Hammerstein Ballroom, and this is in 2003, it must have been. And there was a big electrical outage in New York City and all the Northeast. There was, you know, it was just a blackout. And so his show was canceled. And when they rescheduled it, the opener for that tour was already gone, and they couldn't open for him. So I got a call. Can you open for Bob? It was, you know, it was like 4 days in advance or something.
Wow.
I said, yeah, I think I can figure it out.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah. That's like an act of God. You know, the act of God clause that you see in all the contracts?
Right. Or act of Bob. Yeah.
Act of Bob. Close.
Right. Close. Take your pick.
There you go. So you came out, and actually when we saw you at Joe's Pub, you also performed a brand new single that you released in conjunction with the Dreaming of Dylan book, and it's called Dreaming of Him, and I would like to play that next. Would you like to say anything about it?
Well, this song I wrote to go with the book, and Eric and I actually wrote it together, and it's the lyrics are based on images from the dreams. So I often do this at the end of a set of an event when I've read some of the dreams, and so the audience makes the connections between all the dreams and have a blast. And we've done a video for this, which is going to come out on Bob's birthday on May 24th. So I want everyone to stay tuned and, you know, follow me on Instagram and Facebook and all this, because we'll be announcing where it can be viewed on his birthday.
Okay, wonderful.
So I'm so happy everyone's going to get to hear this song, because I'm very proud
exciting.
Of it.
Exciting. Yeah. Okay, well, here's the song before the video. This is Mary Lee Cordes doing Dreaming of Him here on Down Home Country.
He visited my house, had dinner with my mom. He wrangled the remote, he took me to the prom. He taught me how to fish, he taught me how to boat, he asked me for my hand, he asked me for my vote. In my dreams, dreaming of him. In my dreams, dreaming of him. Sometimes he's a clown, and once he was a nurse. Struggled with his fame. We smuggled through the night, hid in a picture frame. In my dreams, dreaming of him. In my dreams, dreaming of him. Then I might fall. He said, go right ahead. didn't care at all that fall would leave me dead. Helped me change a flat. He said he understood me good. He did even more than that.
Hey, everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook. And we have the wonderful Mary Lee Cordes in the studio with us today. Thanks so much, Mary Lee, for staying for Down Home Country after Charlie's show. And that was Dreaming of Him, brand new single from Mary Lee Cordes. And Mary Lee's Corvette is the name of the band, and what a fabulous band it is. A single in conjunction with her Dreaming of Dylan book, which is available on Mary Lee's website, MaryLeeCordes.com. That's K-O-R-T-E-S.
MaryLeeScorvette.com gets you
there you
too.
Go.
We
that
thought
too.
Of everything.
There you go. You got it covered. Okay, so I wanted to feature a song, and Charlie did this too, from your Songs of Beulah Rowley. Now, that was an off-Broadway play, which actually Jim and I liked it so much, we saw it twice. And if you want to talk a bit about that, and we'll play the song, what a fascinating story, written by Mary Lee, performed by Mary Lee, the songs by Mary Lee. Multi-talented, wow.
Gosh, I got to come here more often.
I'll be your agent. So if you want to talk a bit about Beulah Rowley, it was a fascinating story, and we loved it.
Well, Beulah Rowley is a person who has sort of taken over my mind and soul. I was on tour in England a while ago, and I was thinking about what should I do for my next record. I wanted to incorporate other kinds of writing, but I didn't know what that meant. So I went to sleep that night, and I woke up the next morning, and this person was in my head named Beulah Rowley, a Depression-era singer-songwriter from the Midwest. And this song popped into my head. I was born a happy girl, which sort of possessed me, and I wrote, and I finished my tour, and I went home, and I wrote her biography and a bunch more songs by her. And, you know, this whole show and album came together, and there's this sort of controversy about her. People say, is she real? Because even when I tell people I created this, that once they see and hear the story and the music, they forget that, and they say, wait a minute, is this real? And I go, well, just because I made it all up doesn't mean it isn't true.
That's right.
My tagline.
Right. It's real now.
It's, yeah. Well, and another person said to me, well, if it's not real, it should have been. You know? So let's just, it's art, and let's let Beulah live, because her songs and her story demand to be told and heard.
Right. And the premise of it was that.
Yes. Oh, thank you for the reminder. Good prompt, Mary Lamont. You are in the right line of business. So the story is this, that Beulah was a young girl whose parents died, and she moved in with her aunt and uncle. Her father had owned a movie theater in Michigan, which her uncle took over after her father's death. Beulah began writing songs to soothe herself and express the various things she was going through as an adolescent who lost her parents. And she would write these songs and store them in an old piano bench, which had a lock and key, so she kept them there very safe, much like a diary, which she also stored in this bench. A few years later, Beulah was married and had a baby, and one night, unfortunately, the house caught on fire, and everybody died. The house was demolished. The one thing that remained was this piano bench, because it was made out of wrought iron. So it survived the fire and went through the generations, through flea markets and families, and ended up in my family's living room at my piano. And we could never open it, though. The key had been lost throughout the years on this piano bench on its journey, and it was locked shut, but we could always hear this rustling inside of it. And on my 10th birthday, my father said, "Mary Lee, what would you like for your birthday?" And I looked at him and said, "Dad, open that bench." So we took it to a local locksmith who figured it out, got it open, and we lifted up the cover, and there they were, all of this faded sheet music and these diaries, all written in Beulah's hand. We had her lead sheets and her lyrics, and I was a budding musician. I figured out what these songs were and decided that I must grow up and become a famous singer and bring Beulah's music back to the world where it belongs.
And so you did.
And so I did.
Okay, everybody, here is a track from the Songs of Beulah Rowley by Mary Lee Cordes. This is called Someplace We Can't See, here on Down Home Country.
Some places.
Hey, everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. And I share Down Home Country with the wonderful Deb DeWaltoff, and tune in next week when Debbie will be hosting Down Home Country. We are here in the studio with Mary Lee Cordes, and what you just heard was Someplace We Can't See from the album The Songs of Beulah Rowley. And we have a copy of this CD, but it's not quite out yet.
Right. It's not officially released.
So I may have had a pre-release.
Well, you're a special person.
Thank you. We like that. So when will that be out?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Soon. Soon in,
I hope. Yeah.
Some fashion somewhere.
Yes.
Soon to be announced, and we will announce it on Down Home
That's
Country.
That's right, we will.
When it comes out. Okay, so, well, thank you, Mary Lee. This has been wonderful.
Are you kidding? Thank you. It's been a blast.
This has been great. You came all the way out from New York City to come on to WUSB this morning. And I am super thrilled that we are going to be on the same show.
We are.
Sunday, May 19th at 7 p.m., Charlie Backfish's annual Dylan birthday celebration. And Dylan is 78 this year. This is, of course, with the usual cast of characters, the Kennedys, Rod McDonald, Russ Seeger, and a fabulous band, and Mary Lee Cordes and myself, Mary Lamont. We will be on. Mary Lee will be in one set. I'll be in the other. We are the guest vocalists.
All right.
So we'll be each covering a Dylan song, and really looking forward to that.
Me too.
It's a really fun show, and it's garnered a lot of attention over the years. Charlie's been doing this for many years, so it has a very good reputation.
Great.
So we're thrilled to be part of it.
I'll try not to ruin it.
We'll do our best. So anyway, the last song I'm going to play of Mary Lee's today is the title track off her album 700 Miles, which was released in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, starting to understand it a little bit.
So anything you want to tell me about the 700 Miles album?
The title track was based on a trip diary I found of my grandmother's.
Oh.
She was well known in our family for keeping these diaries every time she ever took a trip.
Beulah Rowley.
Right,
yes.
Precisely. And there's a lot of similarities between our families. But she would write down all the details of everything she did, like the, you know, what everybody had for breakfast and lunch, what everything cost.
Wow.
They stopped for ice cream. What did the ice cream cost? They filled up the car with gas. How much was the gas? Oh, and then where? Just every sort of detail.
Do you have this?
I do have it.
Oh, that's
and the,
so fabulous.
What the temperature was every day. So all of this, it's completely factual information.
Wow.
So when she passed away, I wanted to go get the trip diary that would contain her account of visiting me when I first moved to New York City right out of college. I found this diary, and I found the pages where she detailed her trip to visit me with my parents. They drove out from Michigan to New York City. So I read every, you know, the details of everything we did every day. We went to Chinatown, what we had to eat. We took walks. We went to a Broadway play.
Oh,
where did we
wow.
sit? What were our seat numbers? And what was the temperature every day? And then she also detailed their trip home, where they stopped in Pennsylvania, on the border between Pennsylvania and Ohio. They had a hamburger. Oh, she had mustard. My dad had ketchup, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
And all the way back, and arriving back at Portland, Michigan, they arrived. Her final entry was, arrived home 10 p.m., a beautiful trip, 725 miles from Mary Lee's door to mine.
Wow. Wow. How wonderful to have that.
So all of these details and then that bit of poetry at the end. And I just...
Oh, just a beautiful time capsule.
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful.
So this song was inspired by that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Mary Lee, for coming here. You can find out more about Mary Lee at MaryLeeCordes.com or MaryLeesCorvette.com. And if you would like to get tickets for Bob Dylan's 78th birthday celebration at the Long Island Museum on Sunday, May 19th at 7 p.m., you should probably seriously consider very soon going to sundaystreet.org and getting your tickets, because I think they're almost gone. They usually sell out, so I'm sure they will again this year. They always do. So anyway, thank you so much, and let's listen to Mary Lee's Corvette, the title track of her album 700 Miles, here on Down Home Country, and looking forward to seeing you on the 19th.
Me too, and I want to thank you, Mary Lamont and Down Home Country, because you guys put out a call for dreams for me,
and you
helped make this book come to be, so thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Here we go, 700 Miles, here on Down Home Country.
From my love to me, 700 miles across the mountain, across the sea, 700 miles. The sun is hot and the night gets cold. She loves me young though she's growing old. I looked for silver and I found gold, 700 miles. I can almost see.
Hey, everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook. And thank you, Mary Lee Cordes, once again, for coming and speaking with us today on Down Home Country. And the song you just heard was Mary Lee's title track of her album, 700 Miles. And we, again, are going to be together, well, not performing together, we're in separate sets, but at the Bob Dylan 78th birthday celebration at the Long Island Museum here in beautiful downtown Stony Brook on Sunday, May 19th at 7 p.m., and tickets are available at sundaystreet.org. Okay, want to talk about a new artist by the name of Logan Ledger. I don't know too much about him, but I heard this single and I just fell in love with it. It has that nice traditional kind of sound to it, produced by T-Bone Burnett. And Logan Ledger started out on the West Coast doing a lot of bluegrass, but then he moved to Nashville and hooked up with T-Bone Burnett, thank you very much, and came out with this fabulous single called Starlight. Then we'll follow that up with Jamestown Revival and a local artist, Dean Stiding and the Common Good, here on Down Home Country.
Starlight that I wish upon tonight. will be the only light when I can hold you tight again. Oh, that's when I can hold you tight again.
Secret to a talkative man, left me on a corner with an empty hand, feeling low, nowhere to go. I gave away my money for a ticket to ride, took the wrong stop, sat down on the side of the road, nowhere to go. I called up my father. What have I done? I need resolution, somewhere to run. He said, I've been in your shoes, just another day, got to pay your dues. Hard times won't be your last, trust me when I say this too. Shall pass. Trying to find a reason I've been living this way, feeling so uneasy at the end of the day. Oh, I know I got to let go. I'm trying to find a way to feel human again. My tired coat of armor been wearing thin, and it shows. I got to let go. I talk to my mother. What do I do? My constitution is yearning for truth. She said, I've been in your shoes, just another day, got to pay your dues. This heavy heart won't be your last, trust me when I say this too. She'll pass. If only you knew beyond the horizon.
Hey, everybody. This is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country, and this is WUSB 90.1 FM and W297 BM Stony Brook at 107.3 FM. Want to just mention the last three songs you heard. Started out with Logan Ledger, a single called Starlight, which just came out last month. And then we heard Jamestown Revival, This Too Shall Pass, off their album that's coming out June 14th called San Isabel. And the last tune that you heard, which was wonderful bluegrass by Dean Stiding and the Common Good, local band. We saw them at Port Jeff Picnic Concerts, and what a fabulous show they put on. So I wanted to feature Dean as our local artist this week. The title of that track was The Wailer's Song. You can find out more about Dean Stiding and the Common Good at barnburnersmusic.com. So we're coming up for the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you again to Mary Lee Cordes. That was so much fun. Hope you're enjoying the almost spring weather. It's a little chilly today, but we're getting there, folks. We will get to spring. And hope to see everybody at the Bob Dylan 78th birthday celebration. And I should be back here in a couple weeks, and it'll be Mother's Day, and I'm a mom. That makes sense. I look forward to being back on in a couple weeks. Be sure to tune in next Sunday when Debbie will be hosting Down Home Country. I have one song left before Bob Longman comes on with the Bob Longman Show. John Prine, 2016, came out with a collection of live songs from recent tours. And the name of the album is In Person and On Stage, and this track is called Bear Creek Blues. So let's listen to John Prine. Look forward to talking to you again, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday, folks. This is Down Home Country at WUSB Stony Brook.
When I was 14 years old, I walked into our kitchen one night, and my oldest brother, Dave, was playing the guitar for our dad. I didn't know any of my brothers could play a musical instrument. So I just kind of stood there with my jaw dropped. And Dave could see I was just, he totally had my attention. So he told me when he was done, he said, if you really pay attention, I'll show you how to do it. So he taught me three chords and gave me a Carter Family record. I started writing songs. We up on Bear Creek, watching the sun go down. We up on Bear Creek, watching the sun go down. Well, it makes me feel right. I'm on my last go round. We are water up on Bear Creek. Tastes like cherry. The water up on Bear Creek tastes like cherry wine. One drink of that water, you stay drunk all the time. Stay up on Bear Creek, you'll get like Jesse James. see James. You take two pistols and rob that Bear Creek train. It makes me feel